You know, it's hard because in some respects in ag, I mean, we've had quite a rally in the last year on the grain side, which has eased some tension. But now we've got things like drought. We've got, you know, problems in the cattle market. And right, the pork market is also in trouble. And frankly, this one doesn't make any sense to me, Tony. I mean, for decades, literally decades, we have had five large plants that have been able to, kind of as a pilot project, to go on faster line speeds. And it's added capacity. It's allowed those plants to have 20% more throughput than they otherwise would have had. Now, what we know, because we've got decades of data here, is that it did not have a negative impact on employee safety. Quite the contrary. And so you had USDA that rolled out a really good common sense rule that said that all the plants would be able to use these tried and proven higher line speeds. It was appealed, and the judge, on a technical deficiency, threw out the rule. And so now we're going to, not only are all the plants across the country not going to be able to increase their line speed, the judge is going to make the now six plants that had been using the higher line speeds go back down to the slower line speeds. That is going to reduce our ability to kill and process, swine in this country by almost 3%. We are going to feel that both at the consumer end and at the producer end. Now, before we leave pork, I don't want to just leave people with the idea that the only thing I do is complain. I mean, we're leaning in. I mean, I'm the ranking member of the livestock subcommittee, so I take a personal and professional interest in this. We are working, talking to DOJ and talking to USDA about how they can expedite a new rule on higher line speeds or how they can appeal the decision. There is a way forward on this. I'm not just sitting around twiddling my thumbs. On the cattle side, it's tougher, and it's been tougher for quite a while. Frankly, we don't have the kind of capacity we need. We've also got a lot of consolidation at the processing level, and that causes a lot of people heartburn. So what we need to do is, number one, we need more transparency in this space, because we are seeing lots of transactions move away from the sale barn and into formula pricing or into the grid. And listen, I don't have any problem with a producer who, through genetics and through practice, is able to build their beef into hitting certain standards and be able to get a premium for their product. And, good for them. But we want some insight. We want some transparency into what the marketplace looks like, because we know price discovery is critically important. If you don't have data, you can't have price discovery. And so one of the pieces of legislation I've been working hard on is trying to make sure we get a beef contract library and making sure that formula pricing has some transparency as well. But it's not just transparency. Two more things I'd mention. We need to allow the small and regional packers more of an opportunity to expand, and we're going to help in two ways. I'm trying to help in two ways. Number one, we're going to make it easier for them to ship across state lines direct to consumers, and we're also going to make it easier for them to access some of these existing federal dollars so they can have the kind of expansions that they want to make. These guys during the pandemic were killing it. Every single day they were bringing it. They were killing on Saturdays. They were killing double shifts. They were really helping out this country. We need to make sure those guys have an opportunity to play an even bigger role in the future.